In the house, I'm calling the Housing and Transportation Committee special meeting January 7, 2022 at 9:55 a.m. This is Sandy Stang, chair. First item is roll call.
Charlene Ashendorf.
Present.
Linda Barcelona. Linda Barcelona.
Present.
Denise Barnes.
Here.
Elizabeth Busick.
Present.
Helen Cameron.
Present.
Amelia Castro.
Present.
Jerry Chang.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
Juno Kim.
Here.
Jeanette Revia.
Present.
Amina St. Matthews.
Present.
Sandy Stang.
Present.
Dave Tetzlaff.
Present.
Cynthia Thacker.
Okay, thank you. I'm assuming we have a quorum.
We do have quorum.
Thank you. Number three, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes unless the chair pre-identifies a different time at the start of the meeting for all public speakers. Do we have any public comments?
We did not receive any public comments, and there are no members of the public present.
Okay, thank you. Number four, action item, AB 361, review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. Recommendation, due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19, meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. The emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. I'm looking to the floor for a motion for number four.
So move.
Elizabeth. And who was the second?
Helen.
Helen was the second. Any discussion? Okay, we'll go ahead and take a roll for the action item number four.
Charlene Ashendorf.
Yes.
Linda Barcelona.
No.
Denise Barnes.
Yes.
Elizabeth Busick.
Yes.
Helen Cameron.
Yes.
Amelia Castro.
Yes.
Jerry Chang.
Yes.
Jean Hernandez.
Yes.
Juno Kim. Juno Kim. Jeanette Revia.
Yes.
Amina St. Matthews.
Yes.
Sandy Stang.
Yes.
Dave Tetzlaff.
Yes.
Cynthia Thacker. And we have a majority vote.
Thank you very much.
Desiree, I was just able to join. It's Council Member Nalitha Mendoza. I'm not sure if you need my vote.
Are you a member of the Housing and Transportation?
No.
We're on Housing and Transportation now.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Number five, it will be adjournment, but I'd want to remind everyone our next meeting is January 13th at 9:30 a.m. And everyone should bring their housing and transportation goals so you can prepare for the new year. So that's it, I believe. Elaine, anything else?
No. I'm having a hard time hearing you, Sandy. Did you adjourn your meeting?
Yes, I was adjourning, and I reminded everyone the next meeting's January 13th at 9:30 a.m.
And what did you ask us to bring? I you were fading out then for me too. You asked.
I put on the agenda that she just sent out. We're gonna discuss and agree on our goals for 2020.
Oh, goals. So okay, got it.
So unless you want to send it to me by mail, which would be fine, each person bring one housing and one transportation goal. So we can agree on that and set it up for the new year. Okay. Anything else? So the meeting's adjourned then.
Well, thank you, everybody, especially for this last group for hanging on to the very end. And now we will see all of you next Friday.